Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And this is wonderful, and a pleasure to be here again. And you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. And this is the Cosmic Philosopher Show, host, Tim Aldred. And I'm here as a warning, as one sounding a trumpet, that we live on a very well, you know, it's not, I cannot say anything ordinary here to describe the earth that we're living on. When I am out walking, some of the times, you know, different thoughts come to my mind about the wonder of the world that we are living in. And I look at certain situations when it comes to the planet that we are on, and when I look to see the other planets let's say, look at the moon that we see, I guess, maybe like a few nights of the month. And I consider we are born on Earth and we are affected by the things that work together to keep the Earth by gravitational position. Because the Earth is not operating alone. There is distance, other plants, other planets. We have the benefit to look at other planets in space moving over our heads. You know, they're far away. However, though, if we think on that level where we can appreciate the fact that we just don't walk on the Earth. We get the opportunity to look at other planets that we can tell that there is nothing keeping these planets in their place except something intangible. And therefore, because we can see that there is nothing holding up, like no physical structure holding up the Earth, then if someone think that the Earth is flat, then we know that if the Earth is flat, what happened to the core? I mean, what happened to the rest of the core of Earth? Is that side round, oval, on the other side? If you say it is, the Earth is flat. It has to be like you put a cover over any container you have that is oval. And get a good sense of, if you say the Earth is flat, you need to give account for the other side of the Earth. Because something flat has to have the other side of it. And it's either the other side is flat or, you know, is it oval, like concave, convex? And what cover up the other side that is supposedly flat? You see what I mean? If you say the Earth is flat, what is the other side of it? All right. But my point is, we are living on the Earth, and we have to have a view of what the Earth is like. And let's say we live by a calendar. Well, there was an original calendar that these faggots, homosexuals, they done away with. And to our shame, we allow them to do it. And we are living by their, what they bring to have all people confined to their homosexual views. And if you've been reading and know before the AD Anno Domini calendar come in, what the concept of the world was by the first calendar, do you know? I don't think there much of anybody who would come forth and say what it was. So here we are giving praise and honor to a Bible with what they call a spirit God, a presentation that did not exist before they came along with it. And they came along with a political operation, right? And it's after hundreds of years that they get to the point where we are today with Christmas and Easter and stuff like that, right? So if you think about what the world was before they came along, then you would see a government. Do you? There's a government. And if you read well enough, you will know who the first human beings are on earth. Who are they? Do you know? I mean, between the vast spatio-temporal time that passed when there were no human being at all. Do you have an imagination of that? Or you think human beings were here on planet Earth all the time? Now, it is a very serious thing for you to be living and cannot give an account, an historic account, because there's nothing else to say besides refer to historic account. Because if you're not paying attention to historic account, then what kind of reasoning do you have concerning the existence of the earth and the life form on it? What view do you have of it? Now, do you think by living by customs that is changeable from one administration to the other, do you think that is a civilized view of what society is today? You think society by itself develop a knowledge of our existence? And if you say yes, well, tell us about the first human being that evolved on the earth. What were they like? And what did they do to, say, affect us here today? This is serious stuff. Okay? And remember now, I'm simply saying something that affects all of us, whether or not there are those of us who don't care, because, you know, everybody going to die and leave everything back here for those who come after us. However, for the time that we are living, is what I am mindful of, my friends. If you want to live, you know, vague, ambiguous, and don't know anything for certain, although you have eyes to see, ears to hear, I mean, all these senses that we have, we were created. And who make us up like this so that we can make sense of things the way we do. What I am thinking about is something that is so deep in reasoning. And we should be able, as long as if we think we have any civilized sense at all, we should be able to give a basic account of the means by which we exist. And if you're not doing that, my friend, your art and your mind is not functioning well at all. Because all the different esoterical field of knowledge in science and other, you know, things that are in our field of knowledge, we should be able to can say something intelligible, planet and us. You know, the planet revolves and rotate, and we have night and day that stays the same since we came along. The earth, it's the circumference of the earth causes us to get a 24-hour day. Now, that should not be strange to anyone because we use a clock and should know where the time come from. It doesn't come from Mars. We are not affected. When I say affected, when it comes to time, the Mars planet has its own time, own its size and its revolution, right? We don't set a clock based on what time may be. If anybody's up there now and they are keeping time, make use of time like we do here. So what I'm saying to you is, if we are civilized, then we do have information if we are civilized, because we cannot function the way we do without civilization. Whether or not you are a civilized person, but you surely are affected by civilized things. And I am going to show you the reason in what I am saying to be something ultimately serious. Because you may be proven to be not what you think you are, no matter how much money you have and whatever you think about yourself. But if you are not able to tell about the means by which you live and do things, you are not civilized. And except you do not understand what civilization is, because you may think that you have money and you're big business and stuff. Everything is going financially well with you, but spiritually you don't have any sense. So all is going to happen is that you're going to enjoy yourself, because a lot of competition among people, that you're doing one business and I am doing another business, and you know, and we have a lot of challenges, our competition. But everybody who do business, dead and gone too. And that's what will happen to everybody. All right. So it's like in your business that you do. If you don't have adequate to your business, you won't have a good business. You need to know enough about your business to be competitive and to exist good. All right? So, I am saying that if we are living on this planet Earth, and we don't know who the first humans that came on Earth, who they are, we don't have no sense of whether there is a species or there is no species. You're useless. I mean, only eating food and carry on. But where is the spiritual side? The intelligent, the civilized side of us give an account for the human world around us. And what if all of us were to be eliminated from the earth's surface, and just the animals there left out there, or even if they are cease to exist. All right, what I'm saying is, if we don't have a sense of the people who lived before us, are what we call BC era and AD and Adam and Eve era. Now, you live in AD era, right? And AD era did not start civilization. Civilization don't exist because of AD and Adam and Eve. So civilization exists long before AD and Adam and Eve. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? We have human organization. Long before the white people, they begin to talk. But the point is, do you know the origin of the white people? Do you know the origin of the white people? That is something that we must talk about right now, okay? Because all we see is that white people go back 1.5 million years ago. We have a history of them. Are we behaving like we have history of white people? No, because white people are manipulating the rest of humanity. Yeah. And that's the problem. They look on the hybrid ethnic people and decide that they are going to control them. Problem is, they are homosexual. And nobody really want to talk about it. And they themselves don't want to talk about it. They want to be left alone, destroying the people that they want to control. And they succeed in doing it. They succeed in doing it. So the thing is, they don't have any account for civilization. They do not. 3.5 million years, they don't have anything about civilization. Now, you tell me, kind of an intelligence brought them to where they are. Give account for that. Give account for that. All right. You owe an explanation for white people origin. And we have a world history textbook. I mean, sorry that I have to like give up evidence before you give evidence of what you are holding on to. I will have to say what I read as history concerning the millions of years that the first humanoid came into existence. The World History textbook tell us about them and tell us about we, hybrid people. We are forevermore exposed to the rest of the world when we came into existence in Africa. So is the white people species, hominid species. They are in the World History textbook. I read about them. It's no mystery. They are no mystery. All right? And their way of life that they have right now, I know where it come from. I know where it come from. And, they don't think that because they are homosexual, anything wrong with their head. And worse, when they get to mingle with our species that they have no right to mingle with, it created a complete change in civilization that they did not have. Civilization came to the world just after white hominid in Africa left and go and live in Europe. Okay? I think they lay claim to Asia and Eurasia, right? But I think they begin to lay claim to that after things happen and they develop knowledge not according to nature, not naturally, but they happen to affect their biology and they can now talk. History don't say that they were blind. History said they walk upright, right? And that they originate from the great apes. And the apes gave off subgroups. And one of the subgroup is notable in the World History textbook. And one that is of interest to history, mean information for people to know enough about white people and their species. For right by now, like 3.5 million years. And some account even stretch it over to 4 million years since they are on the planet. Okay? So they did not have anything civilized. They didn't establish no civilized transaction except making stone tools. And they were able to light a fire. That's all the highest form of their knowledge produced. That's what we're looking at. Now, since that is written in the World History textbook, do we have anything else to disprove what the World History textbook says? Being that the World History textbook is being written and going from one generation to the other without the help of the white people because they couldn't talk. Since 1.5 million years up in Europe, don't do no talking because apes don't talk for the like 2 million or so years that they were in Africa. They didn't do no talking. So do you expect that they would be talking now? Do you? All right. And when did they start talking? When did they make anything else besides stone tool? When? Because if they say they were doing civilized things in Europe, they have to date it. With whatever calendar we have now, we learn about everything either by the BC era or by AD Anno Domini. So here come the white people must give account for themselves. When did they begin to talk? They say they own things and everything that the African people have, they have right to control it by some law where they make. How did they come to make laws? When did they begin to operate as a civilized people? Where? When they tangle themselves up with the African people history, then you know they are full of dog shit. Fucking sense, because nothing don't go like that. If they can't face what is written in the World History textbook concerning them, and they say they're going to make laws, then we are victim of honest fucking idiot white people, because they cannot come and inherit things of civilization and trample under the knowledge of civilization at the same time. Now, the only thing that is going to complicate things is when we allow them to carry out their fucking madness on us. And allow them to amass all sort of weapon that they don't need. And the only reason why they need it, it is to protect their homosexual thinking. That for about at least the last century, 100 years, they have held that homosexuality is a mental problem. One of them came up with the idea that there's nothing wrong with them. No, nothing done wrong with them, yet still, they are millions of years not talking, not able to write or communicate orally, right? They couldn't do anything besides make stone tools, but they are looking at us now and tell us, you know, like with our eyes blind to the history about them, and they are telling us how good they are. Look, homosexuals are people that I learned since I come into America. When I was in Jamaica, I don't know anybody that was a sodomite, but there was some little hearing that something like that exists. But I never know none of them, right? But when I come to America, my sense of that was affected. Right? And what I know about these white people, I know something about them before I even become aware that of what they have been about and why they are even here in America. I didn't even know that because, you know, I come out of a Christianity in Jamaica. My parents were Christian, so I wasn't taught nothing. And back then, when I came to America, I was, you know, under 30 years of age, you see? So what I began to see and learn when I came to America was new to me. I was like an infant, you know, don't know much of anything. But over the years, I learned a lot. And I know that these white people, all they think about is fucking an asshole. You see, because at one time along the way, years ago, like down in the 80s or something like that, I'd put an ad in the newspaper. Like, I'm trying to get a job, so I'm making myself available, right, by putting an ad in the paper. And you know, I have these sodomite white men calling my number. They don't want to employ anybody, but they're looking for honest to fuck. They want a new person to fuck their ass. That's what these European are all about. So the question is, since we African people, 200,000 years ago is the historic record, us. The first 100,000 years that we developed in Africa, coming into the second 200, the beginning of the second 100,000 years now, the second term of this of the second 100,000 years, some of us began to leave Africa to spread out in other places. All right. Up to that point, when we had only developed for 100,000 years in Africa, we didn't go anywhere. It was a time of development, you know, to be cultured and everything like that. And, you know, the gods provided all of that for us, because we were just a few people. They started to make, you know, like 14 people to a batch of humans, genetic manipulation, and they have the lab. They have the laboratory where they were producing us as hybrid people. You see, that's what they're writing in a book called about Bible, Genesis, and Adam and Eve. You see, that's where that come from. Oh, they come to write that Bible, these sodomites. It's very, very complicated because, like I said, they weren't talking for like millions of years. So how do they come now to be talking and we have to be dealing with them on all kind of problems? Something happened because we don't read of any problem of them the 2 million years that they are in Africa before they go up to Europe. We don't read anything about them that they were causing any problem. No. None. However, I can say safely that it's not that they were harmless, but you can become a race car driver now. But you couldn't become a race car driver until you learn to drive. Well, so is the principle of this situation with these white people. They couldn't do anything until something happened to them in their blood, right? It has to be something that affects their blood and the way they think, their behavior. All right. Before or within that 2 million years in Africa, we don't read anything about them do this, them do that, and I mean like negative things. No. It's not because they were positive beings. No. It is because they didn't know anything else to do. So it is when with even civilized people. Only when you are taught something, you will be able to do what you are taught. As long as you are not taught, you won't be able to do it. Plain and simple. Well, we find out now a lot about these white people. After they had made certain moves that produce effect on the way they live and the way they think, right? At least one thing they never lack of. They never lack of a sense of sex. You see? And it's not like they only man a screw man. No. They have women. And they screw their women as well. But for the time that they live making stone tools, all of that time, they got into the habit of fucking each other's honors while they fuck their woman as well, right? Examining the history, there's no other way I can see to look at this situation than the one I'm looking at it, because things just don't happen like that. Things happen by cause. Do you understand that? There has to be cause. There has to be awareness as a cause. So, if we are just living by the wind and we don't have any sense, we won't be able to resolve nothing. But if we have a history and we have things that happen, shall we observe what happened? If there is problem in our human societies, who is going to resolve it but us? And I tell you what, if we are blind, we are limited and maybe unable to do anything to certain things. But if we have civilized senses and we can rectify things, you know, if nothing don't happen, we don't have anything to rectify. But when things happen, look, mad people are mad people. The brain don't work right. Okay? Are we supposed to know when somebody's crazy? Now, the fact that it is well established that these people are made up of male and female, and then they got into a habit of fucking assholes, and any asshole that they can find, whether it's animal, because they fuck ass, they fuck even the viper, they fuck the vipers too, and they like to show it off, and that's why I see that when they come on like a video or something like that, they videotape themselves, right? And you get to see those things like on YouTube and stuff. What I'm trying to say to you is that based on what we know in history, white people and their origin, you know, they established the church called Christianity. And in Africa, we don't know nothing about Christianity. But things have changed. We become slaves to these white people. And a lot, we have a history to tell us about all of that. We don't know nothing about the Bible and God in the Eden because we don't make up that way there. Now, what do you think happened why we are reading a Bible and believing a God in a feeding story, that it is our story these white people take and write in a Bible and begin to tell us to believe where them write? Do you understand that? They abuse our history about us. And because of what they are now thinking, they want control over us. So they write a Bible, and, you know, it's not anything that should convince us that what they are saying is true. Now, why is it that we, who never know nothing about no Bible and no God in a feeding like what they have in the Bible, and we come to believe it and become transformed and changed from who we were to what they write in the Bible, that we washing the Lord's Jesus' feet, saints' feet, you know, commanded by Jesus. Why? Why are we doing that? Just a second. Thank you for holding on. All right. No, I'm saying, why is it, what do you think happened? Why we, the African people, who are ostracized by these white people? I mean, lynching, the KKK and all of them. You mean, why we don't know that white people are mentally ill? Regardless of the things that we see they do. They do a lot of things to have success. If they know to do things to have success, they don't share that success with the African people. They use it for themselves and just barely hold themselves obligated to do certain things that affect us, since they want us to be underneath their command. They just do some things and keep us at minimum survival. That's what they do. Now, why is it that our ancestors over the past, you know, few hundred years, why do they begin to believe in what these white people establish as a societal consensus for life? I mean, they make it clear what they're doing is uncivilized. They make it clear. And they make it clear that they have been a criminal ever since they have an understanding of speech. All right. But how did they develop speech anyway? How did white people develop speech? You sit here and you probably think that I am crazy for saying this. How can I be crazy for saying what I'm saying, except you're thinking about that? Oh, white people are wealthy and blah, 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 blah. You don't see it's your wealth they have. You don't see that. I mean, there is a reason why we settle down and have the Bible in our hand that is talking about Adam and Eve in a garden and God and the serpent and all that kind of thing. The reason why we believe those things, you don't think that we are crazy? I can prove to you that I was crazy. I was brought up with Christian craziness. And for like half a century. I was definitely not a person in my right mind. It's just that, well, what affect me is not a kind of defect, whereas that, you know, that prevented me from knowing, you know, a certain level of distinction then. I have a certain level of distinction. So my parents didn't think that I am a child that, you know, cannot be controlled or not like that, because I, you know, they have complete control over me. I know to obey good order and stuff like that, yeah. But when it comes to standing people in general, I don't have any sense about that. I know the people around and different people, but I don't really know, like, a historic fact about people. I don't have that view, because the people that I dealt with, even though a lot of them are educated, but they must sing all the foolish songs them about Jesus and about Adam in the garden and all that kind of thing. Them no have no spiritual sense. So you're talking about people with university degrees, right? And whilst I did not read above fourth grade level until I was 27 years old. Then I go to adult school and learn to read a few grades higher. I'm glad that I was able to get there, because the condition of being born in Jamaica and don't have privilege of certain kind of thing, you just survive the way you can. That's what it is. Okay? So what I'm trying to say to you, the level of mental confusion affect white people and the ethnic African people. It's not one way. But when did the white people mental illness? They were created. They were not created, but they evolved like that. It's just like some animals that you see. Some of them have good sense, and some of them don't have much of a good sense. You have animal more clever than the other. Can't you see? It's just that they're not talking. However, so we know that these white people, their ancestors coming from apes. Just take it for what you see. You know apes. You see them in zoos and stuff like that, right? Yeah. The reason why the, like in the USA, the so-called government that we have in so-called USA, they are very, very interested in apes, because that's where they come from. That's their family. That's what the world history textbooks say. Okay? You don't need to ask if you are trying to get an ape. You're trying to get a primate to act like a civilized person that never existed until they went up into Europe. Millions of years. Right? After they went up in Europe, did civilized people came about. You see? And they don't want to know about that. White people with the Bible don't want to know about the 200,000 years in South Africa that the Elohim God created primitive workers. That's an intelligent history. And it is the only official history. Have you ever wondered why these white people do not invent a world history textbook of their own? You know why they do not? you're staring at some facts that they cannot bend. They work around it. And guess what? They are something that hold them in place, because what they did to our species destroy and turn our brain dysfunctional. Our perception of the life that we were created under, we no longer know it for real. It's the reason why we have the white people Bible and think that there is salvation in there because Adam and Eve sin and all that. No, no, go so. There's not even one dust of truth in what they're saying. They don't want to know about our creation because they now have an experience where they need to convince us that they were created by the God that they put in the Bible. The character God they have in the Bible. They can't give you a history where God was or his now. Though they want to tell you God live in the Bible. Because that's as far you will ever know anything about God. So, what I'm trying to say to you, if these white people who 100,000 years ago did not wear clothes like us hybrid people, and when did we as civilized people come around? Our creators come from Nibiru, a 10th planet in the solar system. And they came to Earth 450,000 years ago. That's what the sacred world history says, not the Bible. Okay? And I read it all the time, that they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. That begin to happen on a broad scale in the Bronze Age. You don't see anything of white people as civilized humans in any of this historic account. Okay? They are up there in Europe, and of course they cannot mingle or don't have the means of mingling with the African newly created human hybrid ethnic people. They don't appear in the world history textbook because they could only make stone tools and light a fire for then over 2 million years going into 3 million years. That you must look at and stop, you know, I mean, lose your life with the Bible. Because you're losing your life with the Bible. It is uncivilized information you're reading in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden. If you were able to read it like I have, when I fully believed in Jesus and in God. Reading history is different from you just reading the Bible. And this big ocean of people who have not been exposed to any other knowledge at all. You don't know your history. You don't know really nothing that enlighten you to, you know, to what is existing as a fact. You are not enlightened to that. You are being taught things that no fact that will put you into a civilized frame of mind when you read the Bible. Because having faith in what the Bible says, you know, will just keep you farting all day long, all of your life, and you will never have a spiritual enlightenment. This here is telling a long narrative from the most civilized historic source that we have in the world. And not even these homosexuals can do without the history that we have in the world. Not even them. They don't want no history to be told about them. Even though it is in the world history textbook, they keep you in a church to believe in Jesus. Jesus, if you're reading the Bible good, you'll find out, no, Jesus, no, you're not the Bible for real. You only believe it. That's what I used to do. I mean, by me start reading now and see where we're coming from. And now I have a scope to look beyond the horizon and know what's going on over there, way back, you know, in some other country. I can have a panoramic kind of view about countries over on the other side of the planet. Right? My friend, what I'm trying to say to you is mental illness cover the human psychological view of things. The white people then first were uncivilized. And I mean, distinction must be made that I'm not saying that they are civilized now, because the reality of civilization does not authenticate white people as civilized people. White people, none of them except, I would say, I'm thinking of some, I mean, if anybody will understand what I'm saying. Since they were 100 purebred hominid, right? They didn't talk. They make stone tool and light fire. That's it. I mean, for millions of years. And that is the case with them. Well, totally uncivilized. The world was still uncivilized without human civilization. Because I say the gods came 450,000 years ago and they were civilized. They are the scientists. They are the ones that fashion civilization on earth. Those white people out there that were go up to Europe and never establish anything civilized. Well, these white people, hominids, they do something that changed their position, their biological position. What did they do? They committed evil, violent acts of sex against our species that had nothing in common with their taxonomic DNA, and they mingle their blood with us. That's what turned African people into idiots. And when they write the Bible and talking all them things like God, you know, send information to prophets and special people, they are fucking lying. Yeah. They're lying about the church. And you can read that in the World History textbook. You don't know. I didn't know until I read and find out. Now, I'm telling you that, and, you know, it's like out of the norm for anybody to say things like that, because these white people have been keeping a tight lid on what we are supposed to know. When they make us slaves, they, you know, totally scour us and make sure that we don't follow living the way we remember the way we supposed to live. They see to it that they get that out of us. So at the end, like, I come from Jamaica. Everybody in Jamaica are dummies. But we become accustomed to being dummies until we think we are all right. Because we don't have anybody reminding us or telling us nothing. No, I go to church and there's Sunday school and stuff like that. And when you go to school, a primary school, what they're telling you, we have not been able to realize that we still have some work to do on ourselves when it comes to being, you know, knowledgeable with who we are. We don't think about that. We think we are right. We go to church now and thank Jesus and, you know, and read and preach St. Paul epistles. That's what happened. We are adjusted to a sodomite world. But when you read the Bible, you read You're reading in the Bible what Genesis 19. You're reading what they're writing there about the sodomites. Oh, they attacked Lot, who was not a sodomite. He was not a sodomite. But these sodomites, you read that in the Bible, who sodomites are. Now, what they did with Lot and the story that they write about Lot, then we are wise. We don't look at the entire story and the details of the story that it's true. Because these sodomites, they are always using stories about us. They initiate to spoil our story. That's what they do, because they're coming out of not being able to talk. They don't have no civility. So where they get this level of civility from that they are functioning by? They didn't manufacture that. You think they manufacture the way they're behaving right now? You must be crazy. You need to read the history about where they're coming from. They are the first humanoid. Hominid. Okay? The point is, if you don't read and know, they can write any kind of a shittery, and you believe it, about Jesus Christ. Huh. You think Jesus Christ really exists? You have to read the Bible good to know when somebody is writing something like a fictional writer. You see what I mean? A fictional writer make up the characters. That's what they do in the Bible. You see? Throughout the Bible, that's what they do. They put character in the Bible and build up everything that they say in the Bible around these characters. I mean, for those books that are applicable. You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to tell you now, where we are today, there is hardly any African person in America can explain and tell you over the past 2,000 years, let's say, take it back to where Africa alone was carrying on some kind of a slavery in Africa, because that's what it seemed like it turns out to be, that Africa had some form of slavery. And that may be because they were not as enlightened to run a government, because government been given to us after we were being controlled by the gods, you know, and we get to understand about government. But it appears, based on the result of what has happened, I have to view things based on what I come and see going on. We still needed something more, make us ready for, let's say, the problems that we encounter. Because the first 100,000 years, everything went well as far as I read. It is the second 100,000 years that we were going into now to make it 200,000. The last 100,000 years, it went awry. Everything went awry. Because once we were leaving Africa, I mean, some of us, right? Some of us were going to spread outside of Africa. Everything go wrong, because that's where the interbreeding with these white people, them homosexual, but they, you know, they didn't make anybody know that they were homosexual, though, based on what I read. They kept that a secret. They go along gradually, and until they reach far, far in progress to learn to speak and to write and to be able to be useful, long until, like, they change our calendar and stuff like that. Yeah, they had patience to wait and to see to it that our mental condition worsened day by day and by season. They waited until they see we lose enough of our senses. Because, like I say, nothing went wrong the first 100,000 years in Africa, when basically we developed into like little villages and stuff like that. Read at the end of the Neolithic Age, coming into the Bronze Age, when the gods give us knowledge. I mean, make tin and copper to make bronze or something like that. But these guys up in Europe, they couldn't do nothing along that line. And for millions of years, as you can see, they had no enterprise. Now, I am saying to you, do we know why? You see, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm talking about it. Because right now, we cannot afford to go on so ignorant to what is the truth. The truth to you now is about Jesus. And is these faggot people make Jesus real to us? It never was, nor never will. You don't look on when they used to call us 2,000 years ago or so. They write it in the Bible for you to, like, use now as a reference to what I'm saying, because that's where I get the information from. Out the Bible, all over the Bible, it's telling you where these white people call in their invasion of our territory. All around the world, they come and invade us, right? And what they do largely is learn what we were doing, or we were talking, or we were doing business. That's what they learn, because millions of years, they don't know nothing about that. But, see, from they got the interbreeding going on, and they interbreed with the chief, and the chief subgroup of our species is wise sapiens. And right now, if you check it out, what species survive today? Is they're going to tell you Homo sapiens. But Homo sapiens is not Homo. They are the one who are branding us Homo. We're not Homo. Homo is for homosexual. But you bet, since we don't care about the particularity of what word means. All the church need to do, just tell us anything and we believe it, because we don't have enough sense to go research to find out anything. Oh, we call church religion and the activities of the church, we call it religious. But it's not true. We are coming from a more defined BCE world that these white people totally, gradually remove us from that perception. They move us from that perception. Until now, we are Christmas people, and these things are as snotty. I mean, they have nothing to do with our civilization, but they brainwash us into it. I mean, to bring me up to, like, consider washing the saints' feet as a noble thing. Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And not one grass quit of a thing happened like that. Do you think that white people would do that? Well, that's what they did. Do you think that white people produce the Bible, or we produce it? They produce it. They know to do it like it's not just them, like it's in partnership, because they write what they did, the cunning that they have with the God that they put in the Genesis. They use it to represent all of us. Well, we have our history, so they turn us against our own history too. So we won't even know or ever will know ourselves. You see, because they stuffed us up with the Bible and the lies they tell after they extract information from our history. Once your mind gets spoiled, you know, once you start thinking the wrong thing, it erases the right thing that you had. You start believing to something different or accept something different. Pretty soon, the energy of the right thing or of knowledge eventually disappears. No longer on your conscious registration in your mind. So today, we are in a changed world, a false perception. And you read in the Bible where it talks about deception and deceiving each other and blah, blah, blah. They write all those things in the Bible to make us feel like the Bible is for real. No, no, what they're saying in the Bible. They talk like God is against homosexuality and stuff like that. That God is for real and not exactly like a dead character that they have in the Bible. You know what I mean? We grow up like the characters in the Bible are like they're historical. And there is nothing historical can you find about God, a spirit God. There is no history for that. There is no history for Jesus, born of a virgin. No history whatsoever. It's all a bunch of, homosexual, fucking ass concept, because that's where they get their concept from. Mingle up with little civilized knowledge that they get from us, but they're not putting down their fucking ass. They didn't have law to marry each other up there in Europe over the past 1.5 million years. They didn't have nothing. But now that they come and learn about law and different things from us and run business and stuff like that, they stay in our institution and learn those things. And then they learn science from us and everything. Because they never have nothing civilized. Now, come on. You should know that. Based on what I'm telling you, nothing but making stone tool and light a fire. And the last 1.5 million years they spent in Europe, that's where everything happened. See, how do you think we would want to lay down with monkey face apes? You don't see us doing that. No.
You don't see us doing that at all. But you don't see our people, our ancestors, look at these, whoever they were. They did not see the monkey face. Well, the first ones. And I think it was done, the interbreeding, I think, was done under very hostile experience. That's what I think. However, they look like human beings at that time, because at that time when the hybrid begin to encounter them, when we leave in Africa, by that time, these white people already destroy the Neanderthals. Today, they don't want you to know that the Neanderthal comes from white sapien species. They want we to think that Neanderthal, who they fucked up for quite a few thousand years until they lose their monkey face, they want us to think that Neanderthals come from hominids. And the World History textbook don't say that. It doesn't say that. It doesn't show that hominid and sapien has any connection at all, because they evolved, say, 3.5 million years ago, and our species came up into Africa after the gods, they were here. So it is likely that the gods created that species for us, that they could use the DNA of sapien to, with their DNA, perfect human. So sapien is the highest human, in the generic sense. Yes, we are the third highest among these hominid first humans. So we are higher above them. Let's say we are not a part of the monkey part of them at all in the World History textbook. That's what I'm talking about. You think I'm going to sit here and allow these white people to go on with all of this kind of madness, and don't talk about this? It's going to be to who want to read it and find out for themselves. But unless we get into the information, unless we get into the historic information, we not going to just sort anything out, because we are here 400 years in America, right? And nothing that we have said or done change anything. No more than we try to exist, and we have been existing in a way underneath them, that they manage to come now and do all, break all of the civilized rule, all of the civilized rule against us, and we don't cry. I mean, if we lament or not like that, but it don't move these fucking ass white people. It don't change their mind. They now learn to stay right in your face and hiding from you. They learn that. The fact that they can behave like, oh, they dress like civilized people. They don't really, try to push, homosexual argument. They make it seem like homosexual, our little WPL, whatever they call it, group out there. Lesbian group and stuff like that. That's what the European so-called federal government, that's what they orchestrate to do. They are the ones that begin to kill our people. It's not the little other little people them out in the street. You see what I mean? We go on with them craziness about this is their country, this is their country. Who you think tell them to say? The Rothschild them. You see, but they compartmentalize themselves so that we don't know. Even to the Bible they write, they make it seem like, oh, it is our writing too. So they have us all twined up and mixed together like a jug of a jug with marbles of different colors. They bungle up everything, and we don't. They mystify us about God, and they're ready to tell you about God and who God is, and why God did that and did this. And by the time we perceive that as a God for real, we are dead. Mentally, we are really dead. Psychologically, I mean. We are psychologically, I mean, you know, I mean, we have lost our mental essence. That you are reading the Bible and you believe everything that you read. What it says doesn't really matter to you because you believe everything that you're reading is true. And that's not the way reading is supposed to go. You think that wise men, follow a star. And all the different things that they write about that, you believe it's true. It's not true. But as long as you believe it and you don't feel close to or have an obligation to go read to find out. No. You trust the Bible. That's the one book that you know that at least you think you know. But at least you're convinced that the book is one book that you can depend on because you call on God and God is going to answer your prayer. And if him don't answer today, he'll go answer next week or something like that. That's the kind of stuff that these white people do to us. And we are not coming out until something happened to us. Because something happened to our ancestors that put us where we are. And we are not going to get out unless we redo what happened to us. To the point where we are delivered from these homosexuals who tell us we are to accept them. While it's not just think, it's not just America that they do it. You see the way they are? They behave like it's just, they are only in America. But then when you hear they talk about Palestine and Jerusalem, they talk about in an obscure way. Like, oh, it's not them at the head of anything. So that's the way these fathers behave. Take over one by one of our settlements. And then come around to behave like, I know them do it. All right? They share up the land that we Africans are supposed to occupy. They were only in Europe. How did they get sense to come out of Europe? When did they come out of Europe now and all over the world, all over us? And they tell us that we must now learn to lick each other's asshole and lick each other's, sexual glands. That's what these white people are all about. That's what Christianity is all about. Can't tell me no. But the truth is getting rid of them and let them, kick the bucket. Let them kick the bucket because they don't worth anything else than to fuck each other's asshole and try to get us into their culture, Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya culture, and behave like them decent. No, but look at the way they dress right now. They don't dress like the way they were 100,000 years ago. Now, I am seeing now, and I can, put the fact to you, and I know some people going to see what I'm saying. They are behaving now like they are not faggots. You look up in the what they call this place up there in Washington. You don't see them dressing like they are homosexuals anymore. No. You look at Good Morning Joe and his wife sitting up there. Look, where did they learn that from? To dress up and, you know, now, television, you know, cameras all around them and stuff like that. If you look around them and the buildings around them, it's not their buildings. You see what I mean? And they get us now to where our cerebrum and cerebellum no longer perceive ourselves for who we are, but rather perceive them for what they're showing us. When will you know that church is a homosexual institution? From the very inception, it is a business. They decide about money and stuff like that. I read a book that is from an editor named Arnold Rago. And he has, like the Bible. It has information from many authors of the articles in that book. Many people, like, you know, saying a lot of interesting things. A lot of the information in this book is telling me some things. And this editor is talking about how the Bible says Abraham, God bless Abraham and his seed and give them land. And he's saying, but how come God give Abraham children land and then all kind of people come and kick them around, kick them out and all that kind of thing of the land that belonged to them? Why there are so many different kind of a controversy about the land that God gave to them? If God gave it to them, I mean, all should be, no, there's no power that can take it from them, right? But it's not going like that. So that's why you are these white sodomites, right? Those kind of stuff, and talk about God and Abraham. Nothing don't go like that. Because some of these, our African people who they chased out of Palestine, when the war ended that began in 66 AD to 70 AD, a lot of our people run, and Portugal is one of the places that a lot of our people went in the 15th century, 1506. And they killed off, say, 2,000 of the African people over in Lisbon, Lisbon. Let's see now. I want to tell you the name of this place. 90s. Oh, I think it's page 96, I think, huh? Okay. Let's see, 96. Yeah. Page 96. Yes, it's Portugal, Lisbon, right? Portugal, Lisbon. It's the place that these people run away to gain refuge. Time, the church, the Christian church, was not favorable to our people because of their skin color. They call us black people. We are never black people. But the table is turned against us in such a way that we don't have time to tell them we are not black people. So we just go on and call it, all right, we're black. But we are not black at all. And we should not identify with blackness because we didn't do it. They do it to us. Why should they sticker us? You know, they can sticker themselves and call themselves white because they are using white color like superior color. So we have to understand the politics, you know, what we are facing. So Rago is looking at something that I myself think about. You see, but how many of us look into those things? You see, because now we don't see anything else but Jesus died on a cross. And if we were looking in a very sane way, sane mean, you know, stop the believing in this Jesus thing and Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that. Because you need to start to see that God don't exist in what they are writing. You see, they are clever enough to put this stuff together. But just know that your mind is not all right. The fact that you grew up and believe the church in the church gospel. There is nothing about Jesus that is true. Because there is no, first of all, there is nothing about Adam and Eve in the garden that is true. You see, white people have no right to write anything about we African people. But they have gone to the highest, you know, to the last boundary. They don't leave no stone unturned for us to breathe. They do everything and like, oh, we must accept and obey them. Sodomite. You see what I mean? Yeah. Now, you see, I mean, just think of the insanity of a man is erecting his penis and pushes it into another man's shitty asshole. Okay? You think he cares if that man wants to shit on him? They don't care about that. Now, that's what we hybrid civilized people must think about. We are not exposed to those kind of filthiness. Why we accept them? Like I tell you, something is wrong with our heads. You see what I mean? They hold us slavery, like, for example, in Haiti, right now, I was reading that the French, they put Haiti under reparation. Yeah. They put principality against Haiti that they had as slaves. French do that. Now, you don't see Africa doing anything to help Haiti. You don't see that. You don't see Africa do anything when them kill Gaddafi. However, though, what I'm trying to say to you is that something is wrong with our brain. But we are behaving like we are okay. We are not okay. We have a government that is unused right now. That's been here all along with law code and Hammurabi and you hear and know about this because people go into school, they see what is civilized too. The only civilized law come from this, in our time, the Sumerian, about 6,000 years ago. We. Now, 6,000 years ago, these white people were not around doing anything. So they come and begin to take our civilization and fuck it around any way they want. That's what they're doing. And they go timely, and push their weapon and everything they have and they're fucking us and everything until we don't have any sense anymore. You tell me how much sense we have right now when it comes to what belongs to us and what these white people say belong to them. And you tell me, I mean, we were not created clever enough. These folks never, they don't have no origin of cleverness because they were not talking. They had no language. We get language from our creator. And you start having children, not that you go and go fuck these, you know, I mean, mute, ape, southern apes. You didn't go mingle with them in order to start talking. No, they do it to us and start talking. So you tell me, how come they make such a stride? Like making calendar, make a kind of fucking foolishness that don't belong to us, in no way will benefit to us. We go down into the darkness. Now, if we don't rise up and think, read, and understand, ain't nothing go for us. Nothing at all. So I'm telling you now this thing with what these white people are doing. It doesn't matter if they call themselves French or Ukraine or Russia or nothing like that. They are the same faggots. Okay? If you think they dress up and they're a doctor and this and that and they call themselves scholar and you buy all of those nonsense, you will forever be suppressed by them. Okay? None of these whiteness are anything civilized. None of them. Because if they were civilized, they wouldn't be here. Because what was here before they came? Now, if it were one place that they did it to, it would be a different argument. But now, it's not one. They started the political part of it in Rome, Italy, where you have the Pope there right now. It's our place where the king was. The first king they go and kick out of office and take over the place. And then about 600 years later, they go into Palestine. After they go to New Zealand, Australia, and other places, they take over everywhere because they are instituting sodomy government. You don't understand. Well, look, what I am saying to you now, I'm not going there, and none of us should go there. The fact is, when they make up all these institutions, they didn't know nothing about that. You ask them, what did they make up in Europe over the past 1.5 million years? Listen, they don't have anything going on, okay? Let these white people go back to where they come from. They need to leave our wealth right where it's at. Go from every one of our territory because we will see to it that they get destroyed. Not at our hands. Our gods only want us to come to our senses. That's all. To see them be destroyed is just that we return back home and be, you know, back reconcile. You see what I mean? That's all it takes because they don't mean nothing more than what you see they're doing here. These white people, and like I say, the cream of the crop that hold them different from everybody is because they fuck somebody else's asshole. That's their culture. It's not ours. And the history say we belong together as ethnic, not them. fucking ass ranking idiot. They're bond criminals. Okay? So if you think they have Social Security, they have income tax, you know, on all these demand, everything register underneath them. AD and a domini is not law, please. And you all gentlemen out there, you're allowing these guys to catch you and you know, put you in life imprisonment and all kind of something like that. And they don't have jurisdiction. And, you know, it bothers me that we have so many people that have been made, you know, demoralized and downgrade their sense of distinction. They speak for these sodomites that don't have a government because they don't question. They can't even, our brain is gone by that. We can't question AD and a domini made up of. What foundation it make up on? AD and a domini don't have a realistic foundation of no kind of judicial power at all. These white people on their origin don't come under Hammurabi, Hernamu. I don't need to count because there are too many for me to count. But the system of civilization don't start with these faggot hominid. Just understand that. You see? So, but unless we confront them, they will continue to do it. That's what I'm talking about. Now, somebody need to confront me, but they're not coming. They're not coming, so they're going to leave me alone. Let me talk until I am dead. You see what I mean? They can't face it. And our people, they're worse. They are in worse shape than the white people. Our people. Not all of us. Not all of us. Because, I mean, there are those of us that realize and rather, you know, go the way that they see is civilized and done away with them, a lot of our people. But it takes a long time to build up that knowledge so that you can begin to handle yourself the right way. It's difficult. But there is help because there are those of us who are able to talk whilst we are learning. You see what I mean? So look at these white people and see all the places they go and they claim it as theirs. You see? And by now, you can see. Everything you do is affected by their government. Right? Their government. Imagine their government. They don't have none. And where is your inalienable rights in the 14th Amendment of their Constitution? If you follow what I'm saying, you will see the reason in what I'm saying, that these white people don't have a beginning of government in under civilization. None at all. And they cannot come from monkey stage and come and talk about they have government now. Then call themselves they call them Cro-Magnon man. And they are the reason for the term modern man, if you didn't know. White people are the reason. You hear? Yeah. People are the reason for modern man. All right. Let me go on and tell you a little more about these white people. This is what they have been doing. And we, to show you that we are blind. white, we African people, right? And we don't care about each other. Just as how you see Africa government don't care about them, these white people kill Saddam. They don't care about killing Gaddafi in Libya. I mean, you know, I mean, what's his name there? Colin Powell. He's African. And he is one of the biggest idiots. A man who has the wherewithal to use academic power to change the course of things. No, rather these white Saddamite men are more influential to turn our world around to be Saddamite than Colin Powell is willing to do something that much easier. See, you can't even see him nowadays. So if you don't get awakened to do something that should come natural to you. Now, so now I'm going to tell you, of all that they've been doing to us, we still full of education and can make no move as far as taking control of ourselves. And all these places that they come and face theirs, drive them out. Nowhere impossible. Right? Look at the origin where we're coming from. And who is who? Who is who? If you think that you have to depend on these white fucking stinking, I mean, disease-ridden white people, they use our wealth to clean up themselves from the apes and look like us, talk like us. We don't know why. Well, you know, I didn't know why. It took me a good, you know, yeah, I had to mentally labor to know what I am knowing today. And once I know, it means that the truth has to come out. Because I don't know of anything that I respect these white people for. With all of the military and this and that they have out there, I don't respect them for none of those things. Because I know what I'm saying is superior than anything they have. You see, and who is really teetering for the abyss is them, not me. You see what I mean? They are faggots. And no matter what kind of a skill and stuff like that, I know where they're coming from. And the way that they accumulate what they have, it's easier. It's an easier way to bring them to naught, them right now. And you will see if you have any eyes and know what you can do for yourself. You will never be important under these faggot rules because it's not our government. Okay? And it is a shame for us to sit down and they play in our government. Okay? They spend too long in our territories. If you can't say that, I say it. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. I mean, this is they're mocking us, if you understand this here. These white people, as you see them, and you don't see anything wrong with them being here and we are trying to play our fiddle. But my friends, come on, begin to see, okay? The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. Now, how can I read something like this to you? And you don't make nothing of it. These are people who come not to one or two. They look, these faggots, them own everything because them claim say, oh, them share it up among themselves. Simple because Africa don't stand up as a government. You see? That's what happened. They can do anything they want with their crooked, sodomite, stupid brain and kill off all of us. And Africa is not going to say anything because we really don't know what goes on between them, except it's not positive. It destroys the work of the gods. You know, the gods can do stuff and just make me guardian on somebody who will forever represent the gods as I identify the evidence. They are not like a god in a Bible. So you think about it. It says, the fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. Brutal on what? Not goats, but us. You know how many of us they killed? Do you know? You know? And we can't call them homosexual and faggots and nothing like that. Oh, no. Look at them out there cleaning up dog filth. Yeah, because dog is a sexual partner to white people. Okay? Now, they saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. This, you know, I don't know what you people out there, you African people out there, what you're thinking. You see what I mean? You can't, no, this sickness is very, very bad because you begin to talk to these people about real civilized things and they kick you where grass no grow. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they are staunch leaders in a church. And they don't want to hear one thing. You can't face like a T.D. Jakes and tell him the things them that I'm saying. No, because he's right with what these things that these faggot white people come here and doing to us everywhere. They might do it in the name of Christ. You just think about that. And you're going to wash the saints' feet too, right? For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again when they repeated it on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans all that wickedness that they do to our people. What did they do? Massacre them. They, these acts were deemed by them call themselves Puritan. You see, they call themselves by name that symbolize purity. And them are the biggest corruption, monkey origin, humankind. Yes. Yes. So, it says, Captain John Mason. So they think it is their God in the Bible, you know, I mean, tell them to go kill the African people. And this is their official document I'm reading. You don't know that. Well, the Bible serves a certain purpose, you know, but they have all literatures and all kind of thing where they make up them. Homosexual world that we must cooperate with.
No. I mean, you know, when we could have, you know, resumed to our way of life and verbally kicked them out. Because as long as we are doing the right thing, we will have power to control our life. They can't come here and come tell us to fuck asshole. That is so unclean of a thing. Strangers, so you take over strangers' life. You see what I mean? And tell them to come help you fuck asshole in your culture. We have our own culture, aren't we? You know, I mean, what use are we? But for the gods to open up the surface of the earth and let us sink down into the bottom of it. Basically, that's what we're good for. He says, Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. There is Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny. These white people feel like they hold our destiny in their hands. If you don't know that, you're stupid. If you don't know that's what they think by what they have done so far. They're serious about that. That they turn the civilized world into a faggot homosexual world. And if I proved that by what I learn and I communicate with their institution, they don't have any sense. Lowered in our senses so low, why they can look so good. But the first 100,000 years, I don't read nothing that show that we were at this level of understanding. I mean, all of us, I mean, are having these white people racist blood. Racist blood that turn us into fools. And the more we mingle with them, is the more we turn idiots. So that's why now the most brazen atrocity that these people do don't mean anything to us. We let them go on with it from east to west. That's the kind of people we are today. So it goes on to say, converting pagans for God, mean their God, not what we are believing, you see? Converting the pagans, we are rightly pagan, but they are calling us pagan, like pagan is a curse word. Christianity hold us like we are nothing. Yeah, they call us atheists. They are the atheists. But we don't know to turn back the foolishness that they say on themselves. Because they don't have any origin to hold argument with a civilized person at all. Whether it is the president or the governor and stuff like that, you unseat them because they don't have any legal jurisdiction anywhere. The entire court system that they have in America is not sovereign government institution. They don't have civilized laws to do anything. They make up their own AD and Adam and a fucking foolishness and then make that law, and we cannot relate and show them, you don't have anything. Get out. We're not able to do until they build up all kinds of stuff, buildings, and that's what makes them great, is what they use our money and build and make it seem like, oh, they are really a government. No, surprisingly, government is not a building. Our whole nice a building. No institution
is just a government. Government is an institution of law that is properly established. And they did not establish any all the millions of years that they exist. They are coming from really the worst kind of origin, from monkeys and whatever they are today. They don't have anything to show to an intelligent, civilized person. They will drop book right in front of you if you raise the right argument to them. So it goes on to say, converting the pagans to God, for God, was acceptable to the Puritans, to the homosexual Puritans, they say. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. Now, this kind of an argument by these white people, which one of them would you exempt from what I have just read? You can only exempt a person who don't raise up all kind of evil against you, attack you, and do your things. Them, you can excuse because you don't. It was not forbidden for them to be among, associate with us because they were going to our institution and learning from us. And no one drove them out. But though they were not carrying on their homosexual self, like want sex from our people. I don't read that. But as I can see that they adopt a decorum, you know, to behave themselves a certain way. But, you know, they couldn't hide being criminal to steal. Okay? So now, it's now that they find out it's difficult for them to remain sodomite in a civilized world. They find that out. And it's the reason why you see they are distancing themselves from the color of sodomy in a certain way where they can rule and reign, you know, while they're not creating an overt offense because you don't hear they talk and like try to promote it. They make their little envoy out there promote it whilst they are instructing them what to do. Just like you see the police out there just kill African people. It's them tell the police. It's the White House. It's the Supreme Court. They are telling the police to kill people. And I mean, I don't think they go to all of their police and tell them bluntly for it because they may live in a country that has, you know, some civilized atmosphere. So they may not want to go and do that. They're more strategic. But those who they find are willing to do it, they tell them to do it. That's why you see nothing happen to them when they do it. Oh, all right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I'm telling you, like I have it in my mind, and I want to play just a little interlude here. And let's see. I want to let's see. I am coming with the tune and taking me a little to to get it. I tell you, I'm gonna play you a Jim Reeves tune, Two Worlds Collide. Because, you know, it's relevant. What we are living out right now is two worlds collide. These lyrics may take it in a slight different direction, but the principle you can apply, right? It's a nice melody.
generous.
Your world was so different from mine, don't you see? We just couldn't be close, though we tried. We both reached for heavens, but ours weren't the same. That's what happens when two worlds collide. Your world was made up of things sweet and good. My world could never fit in. Wish it could. Two hearts lie in shambles, and oh, how they cried. That's what happens when two worlds collide. Your world was made up of things sweet and good. My world could never fit in. Wish it could. Two hearts lie in shambles, and oh, how they cry. That's what happens when two worlds collide.
Okay, now, I hope you enjoyed that tune. Now, I have to go to the central theme of the show. That's so fun in my show yet. Bronze Age is civilized Sumerian proprietors. Blast Europe. Blast Europeans into abyss. The truth is, what I am telling you today has nothing to do with Europeans' prominence in our civilized world. How do they turn it around to be their world and we don't have a civilized world for ourselves? They take everything over simply because we lack the manifestation of the history itself, that you cannot resist the fact of it. How must we look at the Sumerians who raised up writing and stuff like that, where the common civilized people can have the kind of world that we have here today? Because all these white people do is take over the civilized things that we have and then added their principality power to it and get us to come on and eat them. You see, that's what they did. They're that clever. But they're making too many mistakes. And they got away with more than murder in what they do, because our brain stopped working. African people brain stopped working to where they can take up things from where it is broken and fix it. Make the argument and fix it. No. But we come short of that. So these white people just decide to say, oh, they can move in with all of their trinket of
homosexual ways, Christmas tree, and all these kind of stuff. Do you think Christmas tree is a civilized thing? It's not. Christmas tree, Santa Claus, Easter, where them claim they make up the moon calendar under. I'm not civilized something. I can show you in the world history textbook how these white people use our system, calling themselves by our names and morph themselves with our character and our way of life. They turn everything their way, which they're not paying anything for that. They're just using their smart. And guess what? It would never happen if the interbreeding never happened. If interbreeding never happened, these white people would know them, not in the way we do. You see, and a gate of entrance opened up because of what happened way back in time back there. Today, we have a full blast development of these fucking ass white people. You know, I mean, got our brain, working on, can't resolve anything. Because we're not seeing. They blind us. Their blood that got into our system. We are blind because haven't you read in the Bible where they wrote stories that the Jewish people were not allowed to marry outsiders? They wrote that in the Bible. And I don't think any African people write that because we were not in the habit of writing. It's these white people start to write and begin to like kick us into the darkness. Why I read something that says it's the reason why African people in Africa began to write history, write our own history, because these folks were writing a history that, I mean, wipe us off the map, as it were. So what I'm trying to say to you now is that our brain is not working because there is no way that we could have a world society where homosexual take it over and rule it and we don't do nothing. We don't do anything. You see? And I, who can hardly read, I'm on Twitter, I'm writing, and I'm saying things that I know is proper and civilized. And they tell me, no, I am violating their environment or their location. They come here and tell an African person, you can't talk where what is a civilized thing based on our culture. They want to come here and smother our culture and take on their phagamat, sodomite culture. You don't see it. You see what I mean? So they are working underneath. So if you don't do something to find out at that them I do, they will take you down to the rock pit. You know, see? Because you don't know what they're doing. You don't understand what they're doing because your eye is not seeing. Now, my eye, I am seeing because I come out of the church, right? I grew up in the church. So reading and having a sense of distinction, I know the difference between that and this. So when they're telling me that I am violating their community standard and I am African, that they come here with them faggot self and steal and kill and take control, that's not the way to have a jurisdiction, a legal jurisdiction. They are telling me this when we have in history all the law codes that govern civilized people. Now, these white people don't look on themselves like they are uncivilized. You would have to convince them. You see, because now them are going like, they are the civilized one and have the institution. And anytime you join one of their institutions, you have to comply with their laws. Now, don't tell me you come in here to teach us to fuck our asshole and we full up the world of people. You do not. And we must surrender to them. No, well, ignorance will make us do that. So all of the African people out there who would follow these white people church teaching of Jesus, you will never get to see that no Jesus exists. You will never get to know that it is homosexual tricking you to become one of them. You don't know that you have a culture in history that you should follow. You rather go married to a white man or the woman or the man, the woman wants a white man and the black man wants a white woman. That's what's going on because you really don't know the danger of doing it. You may go on and live nice and stuff like that until you're dead and think that, oh, you live a good life because you're married to a white woman. I mean, like a black man one time was telling his story about he's going to some church, but I think he was locked up or something like that. But now a white woman fell in love with him. And he's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's quite a few years ago now. And, you know, I can't forget, oh, this man is an African man. I think he's a little light skin. He's an African man, clearly. And the way he felt so exalted, oh, like it is the greatest thing to happen to him. Because white women are wealthy automatically, you know, by default. In America. In America, right? Yeah, they call it USA. Right. Listen, the truth is such an offense that when you talk it, in the most unfavorable climate, the truth is what stands. You know, see? Because all they think that America is theirs, a lie. It is a lie. Them a faggot idiot king that. But we allow them because what? Them push their R, what? E.H. Rhesus blood. E.H.? I think it's R.H. I think it's R.H. Rhesus blood. That's what they get into us and we turn fool. You know, see, that's the reason why we are doing what we are doing. There's no way this should be happening. However, though, the thing is, I can't get my people to understand this. That's the problem. But there are a lot. I know of some of my people who are seeing and is against our plight. You know, they don't like what position we are in and will make manifestation to that end. So I am not alone. I have the chance to see how damaged our people are. I have a right, and I am endeavor to shine the light. I will shine the light. Now, if these folks want to talk to me, I mean, there's just no way I turn down a conversation that has a potential to establish civilization. Because that's all I am into. But I am not going to like accept sodomite people walla themselves into our territory. No. Mm-mm. There's no tolerance for sodomite people, to white people them. We have them culture figure mine, and they want to come here and tell us. And the fact that they do it, why would I do that? Why would I do that? And they have law now. It's only up to me now whether or not I want to, like, make use of them law. They would have married me to another man. That's what they want. You know? But they don't have anything at all that belong into my eyesight. You see what I mean? So I mean for wrath to deal with them. The wrath of the gods. Because I don't have power to show those kind of wrath. But I want the gods. And the gods will do it for me when they know I am for real. That's right. All right, so let me go on and read you this final segment. Hominid species, mute Homo erectus, white culture population. The white culture populations appeared and lived in southern Europe 1.8 million years ago. What did Homo erectus people do? The extinct ancient human Homo erectus is a species of first. Their species come first on the planet Earth. It was the first of our relatives, they say. Not our relatives. They're speaking of themselves. What did Homo erectus people do? The extinct ancient human Homo erectus is a species of first, long before the civilized people were created on Earth. Long time ago, before I read and know these things, I always think that, you know, life come from a never-ending, you know, long ages, you know, like millions and millions of years. That's what I used to think until I get into information now that now bring a link to show that Africa has the place where the gods settled in South Africa, about 2 times the size of the state of Texas, where they are big terrorist metropolis over there, metropolis territories over there, and all of what happened, they were the first civilized people to be on Earth, the gods, the immortals. So my friends, listen. These white people, you know, they try to get ahead of us and cut off our attention from these knowledge that we supposed to know. So if you want to know, you have to put out interest to find out. It was also the first known hominin. It was the first hominid. Well, call hominid and call hominid. Hominin and hominid leads to the same thing. Yes. It was also the first known hominin to migrate, listen, out of Africa, and possibly the first to cook food. Now, they are the ones that are saying this about themselves, right? Timeline after 1.5 million years ago, when Homo erectus people found God and Jesus. And Jesus, and Jesus. Yeah. Homo erectus found in Asia. First, true hunter-gatherer ancestors. And also first, to have migrated out of Africa in large number. Fossil evidence for Homo erectus stretches over more than 1.8 million years, making it by far the longest surviving of all our human relatives. You hear they talk about it? They talk about it now that they can talk and hold themselves up now like the Cro-Magnon man and all that kind of thing. They don't want to let it out that they damage the other species. They don't want to tell you that. In relation to the biblical St. Paul, white Europe Jesus culture did not start Bronze Age. Why white Europe Jesus culture did not start Bronze Age? The Bronze Age marked the first time humans start to work with metal. And it's not these Homo erectus. It's the African hybrid people that start the Bronze Age. Bronze tools and weapons soon replace earlier stone version. You see? So they won't talk about when they stop and why they stop using stone tools. They're not going to tell you that it is because of us, the sapien species. They're not tell you that. These sodomites, but they know to make up the church and tell us to go join the church. Ancient Sumerians in the Middle East may have been the first people to enter the Bronze. My friends, you see, there's a lot for us to know. And we have it all in writing, but these people confuse us. That if you read anything else outside of the Bible, you're going astray. My friends, that's not true. You know, and it is intimidating when you don't know anything for you to feel like somebody's leading you astray if you try to find out and investigate and know things, whether the Bible is right or wrong. When you start questioning the Bible, you think that you're going against the real creator of the world, and that's not the case. Words are not going to lead us wrong unless it is the words that was used to make up wrong ideas. And if you're under that context of conviction, then it will harm you, carry you the wrong way. But if you're a person who have a good common sense and you begin to read and you have some false belief, you will be able to get rid of it. You see what I mean? Because you will make distinction And you will, just like how I, you know, come out from the church believing stuff. You see, I don't gone anywhere that anybody can prove that I am uncivilized. No, it is the Bible is uncivilized. You see, and when you think, say, oh, God is in there, that is going to bless you, and God do this and do that. No, energy is available to affect you, even when you are astray, right? But the energy is not going to, the energy will show you that the Bible is not the way at all. You know, about God and Jesus and God so loved the world and all them kind of foolishness there. You will start read and know the truth. My friend, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. I tell you from the depth of my core, and not asking anybody to believe anything, because belief is something in you that you should believe something when you are acquainted with it and gaining some benefit from it. You see? But you shouldn't believe in the church kind of belief. We are telling about God and Jesus, and them cannot really tell you any knowledge about God and Jesus, because they are all spirit beings that they're telling you about. Jesus is a spirit being. When I'm telling about he came and in a virgin, those things are utter foolishness, ignorance. Really, you see? So get a good read of the Bible in the Old Testament, but you have to read it and read it with an objective mind. You can't read it when you believe everything you in the Bible already. You're not going to know, learn anything. So I'm telling you, it took me a while to get like to the bottom of things in the Bible, you know, where I go back to Proverbs and see what Proverbs is saying and find out all what it says in the New Testament. New Testament still don't have a fulfillment of Jesus' prophecy in Isaiah to be a king and to be a prince of peace. Jesus said, "Him not come with no peace." No, St. Matthew 10:34-38. Jesus said, "Him come to turn people upside down against each other." That's what he said. And he said, talking about what them said, right, Jesus said. St. Matthew 6:15. They write that Jesus go up into a hill and hide because he didn't want to be a king. And there is no place in the New Testament that have Jesus a king. When they talk about crown Jesus king of the Jews and all that, that was not crowning of kings prophet talks about. Though a mockery, they were mocking. When they talk about Jesus is king of the Jews, a Pilate a mocking, you know, in the story. None of those things are true. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and, you know, it's about the best I can, and, you know, maybe not the best for what best is, but I am trying, you know, and hope that somebody makes some sense of what I'm saying, and I'm not hoping to gain anything from you by what you have learned. It's your learning, and let's say by chance you'd like to have a conversation and say, oh, well, that I love. For us to have conversation about the thing that we have an interest in. So you take good care, and it's going to be Michael Jackson and company.
God's great big family, and the truth
You know love is all we need.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.